So we're going to take it from your testament base back to
Amar
Rav Yirmiyah. So the Mishnah says that you could add on the mashpelos, you could add on to the containers, but you can't add to the piles. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah bepoches min hamashpelos. The problem is of adding to the containers, adding to the ashpasos, to the piles, is only if you have that, if you reduce the amount of containers that are in the piles. In other words, you have the 30, and you would distribute the 30 among four or five piles, that would be a problem. But if I keep them at 10 each.
Why would that be a problem?
That would be a problem because then you have two strikes. Then you have two issues that are problematic.
You have more fertilizer on the ground, so it looks like right. You're fertilizing. So, it's actually touching the ground.
So in terms of the transport...
Because you increased the number of dunghills.
Right. So that's that you have that problem, and you have the problem in terms of the appearance in the transportation, that it needs to look like you're carrying a lot. But if you're carrying small amounts, so that's a problem. So it's you have a problem on both ends. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyah says that that's the only time that it is a problem. So now we're going to look in the Oratzko Girsa. Hashalosh mutter. But then you're telling me, the Gemara is asking in Rabbi Yirmiyah, you're telling me that if I would have three, that would
be okay.
If I would have three, that would be less than 10, that would be okay. But that's a problem. Because Rabbi Yossi Boy in bepoiches min hamashpelos hashalosh asur. So Rabbi Yossi says, not true. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that if you're reducing the amount of containers in the piles, even if I'd only have three, it would be a problem. That's the pashas of the Mishnah.
I'm getting confused between the dunghills and the containers.
And the containers, yeah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to say that the problem of adding on to the piles is only an issue if in doing so you're reducing the amount of containers in each pile. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah comes to say. Rabbi Yossi says to that, if you're going to reduce the number of containers, that's an issue even if I would keep it at three. So you can't tell me that's only a problem when I'm adding to the three. That's a problem. Even if I would have only three piles, it would be a problem to have less than 10 containers per pile.
Something I don't understand. Why should having less containers be a problem?
Okay.
Because it looks like it's not storage.
Right. You need, the container issue is...
So the three piles look like storage? Is that it?
Yeah. So there are two different issues here. That you need to carry large amounts for it to look like storage. And also, that's the mashpelos issue. And the ashpasos issue is if there are too many piles, it's too spread out across the field, then also looks like you're being mezavel. Because the derech is to transport it in large amounts, but also that, and we're gonna see later in the next Mishnah, that the easiest thing to do is to dump everything into one pile. And if you're storing you generally store it in small amounts of piles, not many. That already has the appearance of being mezavel. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says you have to have both going.
But then if you cut down the number of containers, mm-hmm. Why does it make it worse? The containers are on the dunghills.
The containers are inside the piles. The piles are made out of containers. Yeah.
The piles are made out of containers.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's piles of containers.
So like this. This is a visual.
So if you have
10 of these in a pile, okay.
Yeah. So if you have less, why should it be worse?
It looks like you're now fertilizing.
Storage is a lot.
Storage, when people store, they store large amounts at a time. So if it's not such a large amount, it doesn't look like storage.
Okay, and 10 is the cutoff. 10
is the cutoff point. So Rabbi Yossi says that even if I'd have, he's been dying from the Mishnah, even if I have one strike against me, that's going to be a problem. So if it's Poiches Min HaMashpelos, HaSholosh Aser, again, Girsav Sholosh. Ela Kinan Kayomin, Ba'oise Yosir Min Kashir. So what are we talking about? We're talking about that it's going to be a problem if when where one makes each ashpa from the amount of containers full mentioned in the Mishnah, when he makes it with ten or more. In other words, that there's a problem to add on to the ashpasos, even when he has 10 in each one, there's still a problem to add to the ashpasos. The problem of adding on to the ashpasos is not limited when he's poches min hamashpelos. It's going to be a problem even when he has 10.
Why?
Because that's one strike. There's a problem in just having more than three ashpasos itself is a problem.
Okay, he has three ashpasos and he has 12 containers. Is that okay?
And I just want to correct the girsa. I said yoser kashir. The girsa we're going with is kashir, not more than 10. The it's going to be a problem with more than 10. Also, the problem is even when there are 10 in each pile, there's going to be a problem to have more than three ashpasos, because having more than three ashpasos is a problem. That is a problem in and of itself. You don't need to have two problems in ashpasos and mashpelos. There's a problem in having more than three ashpasos.
So what if you have three ashpasos with 12 in each one? That's okay?
Correct. That's fine. The problem is kashir. I read
if
with the.
You have two, it's certainly okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Even the Gemara's the next Mishnah, we're going to see you can even have one with more than 30 altogether. Yeah, that's certainly fine. Right. So the girsa here is min kashir al kinan kayom and min kashir, that the problem is even when you have the 10, even when you have 10 in each one, there is a problem to add on to have more than three ashpasos. It's not only a problem to have more than three ashpasos when you would have less than 10. That is Rabbi Yossi's position. Kahadatani, now the Gemara brings a brisa. Ein boisifin loyal mashpelos v'loyal ashpasos. Divrei Reb Meir. Meir comes to say that you can't not add to the piles, and you can't add to the containers, and you can't add to the piles.
Maximum is three.
You need three, and you need 10. Divrei Meir. V'chachamim oimrim. No, mosifin al mashpelos v'ein mosifin al ashpasos. You can add to the amount of containers, but you can't add the amount of piles. So the Gemara says, when the Chachamim argue on Reb Meir that you could add to the number of containers, lo b'chashir, isn't that referring to a case where you have the full number of ashpasos, and there we're saying that you may add to the number of containers. Well, you have
three
and 12. So too, the kavase ein mosif in al ashpasos afilu b'kashir. So one may not add to the number of piles afilu b'kashir, even where you have the full number of containers. It's not like what Rabbi Yirmi was coming to say. Rabbi Yirmi was coming to say that it's only a problem if it would be less than the shear. So we're being medayik that the same way that when you're allowed to be moisif and almash bailis, that's when the ashpasas are kishir. So when you're not allowed to add to the ashpasas, that's even when the mashpelos are kishir.
Yeah. In other words, you can't, if three and 10, you can't go to four and 10.
You can't go to 4 and 10. Now I just want to be more of a question that we're saying that Mosifin ala Mashpelos loy b'kashir. It has to be that when the Chacham came to argue in Rav Meir and they said that you could add to the amount of containers, that's when that has to be the Gemara saying when you had the shear of three. So I'll tell you, well, I could ask the question, but maybe not. Maybe when they said Mosifin ala, maybe Rav Meir said never Mosifin ala Mashpelos. And Chachamim said, no, Mosifin ala Mashpelos, but only maybe when it's less than three Ashpasas. Maybe you could have 15 and 15. And if you would say that, then the Gemara has no diak. The Gemara's whole diak was that it's only b'kashir. But if I would tell you that the Chachamim's Mosifin ala Mashpelos is only if you're keeping the number of Ashpasas at less than three. In other words, and you don't exceed 30. So let's say you do 15 and 15. So then there wouldn't, then if that would be true, then there would not be any diak, because the Gemara is saying that it's kashir. But how'd the Gemara know that? Maybe the Chacham were saying Mosifin ala Mashpelos only if it's less than three. In other words, you won't be exceeding 30. You could do 15 and 15 or 20 and 10. 15 containers and 15 containers. Two piles. So this is discussed in the notes, and the answer is the Ridvaz says that the Gemara knew that couldn't be the pshat because even Reb Meir would hold that that's okay. When Reb Meir says that you can't be Mosif on the Mashpelos and the Ashpasos, he means you can't be Mosif on the Mashpelos to exceed a 30 altogether, and you can't be Mosif on the Ashpasos at all. In other words, not to have more than three. But even Reb Meir would agree that you could distribute your 30 into
one or two
pots. Right. Even Reb Meir would agree to that. So that couldn't have been where the Chachamim were what the Chachamim were coming to say. So it must be when they said Mosif and Olam Ashpelos, it meant when you were keeping it at three, and that's the Diak of the Gemara. Okay.
Which one is that?
It is 16 on 19b3. It's there. It's more clear on 20a1 in note two. Note two. He speaks out the Ridvaz. Okay. Zak da Mishnah. Osa adam esedeu shalosh ashpasos lebeisa. A person can make three ashpasos to a beisa. Yoyser mikan aser, but you can't do any more than that. Divrei Reb Shimon, but you can't do any more than three. Yoyser mikan divrei Reb Shimon vechacham oisrim vechachamim oisrim. Right, but the chachamim Aseret ad yamik shloisha, until he's yamik shloisha or oshiag bi shloisha. Now we're going to go with the girsa of not yoyser mikan aser. We're taking out the aser. It's yoyser mikan. This aligns exactly with the last mishnah that Reb Shimon holds that you could do more than three ashpasos, and the chachamim say you may not do more than three ashpasos until your yamik shloisha yagbiya shloisha. So basically, this mishnah is going to be the same. I think Mark's going to ask about it. This mishnah is saying the same exact thing as the last mishnah.
With raising and lowering.
Okay, so we're going to get to what that means. So okay. So there's a heter even according to the chachamim who say you're not allowed to have more than three, but if you're mimic the three underground. That would be allowed, because
it's a hacker,
and it seems to be from the Sugya Zemun Katan, if you make a hole and put in there, no one is being mezavel the karka until it's not royal as ria until you'd even out the karka, so you can't be mezavel the karka. It's not royal as ria, and the inyan of being magbia shloisha is that it's three removed from the ground, part of the sheer lavud. It's three removed from the ground. Is that, well, it doesn't look like you're being mezalvel the ground anymore if it's not on the ground. If it's not on the ground, it doesn't have the appearance of being mezalvel the ground.
That means it's not a hill.
You put it on top of something to be that was chotzeitz between the ground
top
and
the platform.
There's a platform, exactly. Yeah, the Gemara is actually gonna, the Gemara is going to go through different things
it's
that you could use.
It's just a heker that it's not zibul.
Yeah, it's clearly not. It's clearly not zibul. Yeah.
If it's deep, it's not zibul, and if it's high, it's not zibul.
Yeah.
Put it flat on the ground if you were mezavo. That's what I understand.
The Rashirlio says by Yamik, he says. It's a few lines under the Mishnah. He says, "Oisib besade neka amok shloishet vachim umachnis voloisham kigal gadol shelo yehe yachol uzroyasham laakar shehevir zivloi elam came to malay offer." He's gonna have to fill it up. It's a ditch. He's not gonna be able to plant until he fills it up. So no one's being choshet him of being mezavel.
Yeah.
Okay. Osa Adam Esvoloi Oitzer. And the way we understand this to mean is that a person can put his Zevel into a stockpile. What does that mean, a stockpile? It means he can make it however high he wants. He can put a huge pile, just one pile, it's mutter. It's one pile, it's mutter. Now.
So 1 pound is mutter and 3 pounds mutter. What about
two? Two is also mutter. Then now there's a question over here, and this is. This is discussed in the note 9. That, I mean, what's the chiddush in this?
If three is okay, one and two.
Yeah, well, we see in the previous Mishnah, exactly. With your three, you could put in as many containers as you want in the three.
So 30.
Well, you could even could be moisif ala mashpelos. You're not even limited to 30.
According to the
yes. So if that's the case, so what is really the chiddush in saying that you can make one that is as big as whatever, that you can make it put as many containers as you want, that really was munach in the last Mishnah. So the Be'er Halacha suggests that it was only said here as an introduction to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir does not allow it. That Rav Meir Oimer Ad Shiyamik Shloisha Oshiak
Bieshlaisha. Then you could have a unique
right,
pile.
Right. And Reb Meir, Pashtus is that the huge pile of Reb Meir, he's saying if it's going to be more than 30. And this is where the Ridvaz came from. The Ridvaz that we spoke out before, you see that Reb Meir's problem is only when it's more than 30. But to have one pile that would be 30, even Reb Meir would hold that that's okay. It's just this huge pile that exceeds 30. That's Reb Meir's cholik. Reb Meir holds that's a problem. But if you would have contained that one pile to it's more than 10, but less than 30, even Reb Meir would hold that's good.
The Chachamim hold you can have it even more than 30?
Yes, in one pile. That's Oitzer. It's the din of Oitzer. It's really,
and
that's...
And then 2 piles?
No, two piles also. Two piles, that's what I was saying before, that the rush brings. That really, really two piles is also good because you could even do 3 piles. From the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah says you could be moisif ala mashpelos. Pashas is you could do 3 piles of 20 each, 30 each. It doesn't make a difference.
Somehow I thought we had learned that the maximum number was 30.
It's not really. It's not. It's. I don't think there is actually a that. According to the Chachamim, and there's no max of there's no din of a max of 30. There wouldn't be a maximum. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Ha'ilo davar mu'it moisif olav ha'ilech. If he has a davar mu'it, he could be moisif on the davar mu'it. And the Gemara is going to explain two pasuk mahalchim what this means in the Mishnah. It means that you could. You could have a davar mu'it, less than this amount of the eser mashpelos and the shalosh hashpasos, and you could be moisif on that. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah,
oiser. Oh, so he's talking about the number of piles or containers here.
Yes, not both. Yeah, it would just be taking out a small amount.
It's probably adding to an existing pile. Because then again, if you start a new pile and you only put a little, it's marisai.
So the Gemara is going to have two different possibilities. That's one of them. That's one of them. Yeah. That you already had something there before Shemitah, but the Gemara has another possibility.
Right.
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oyser, again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argues, Ad she'amiko she'ak b'yishloi she'ad she'itin al ha'sela. He says, nope. He says, even if you had a davar mu'it, there's no heter for that until you're ma'amiko mek b'yishloi she'ah, or you put it on the cell. Okay. So frek the Gemara, v'lama t'ninan trey zimnin. Why are we learning this twice? Now, as we said, that the beginning of this Mishnah is l'chara superfluous, because that's exactly what the last Mishnah says. Taking out the gears of Osir, that you have the Reb Shimon allows more than three ashbasos, and the Chachamim, Osir. That's exactly what the last Mishnah says. Om Reb Yirmiyah, kad b'poiches min ha'mashpeleis. So what Rav Yirmiyah wanted to say in the last Mishnah, as Pshat in the Tanakhama, and the Gemara rejected it, so he says, Khan v'poiches min ha'mashpeleis, and we're going to go with the Goyin's Gersa over here, not Baram Taman, not a Hacha, but Taman, ba'isav kashir. But in the previous Mishnah, it's kashir. But over here, it's where you're poiches min ha'mashpeleis. And it's telling me a chiddush in Reb Shimon that Reb Shimon, who says you could be moisif alo ashbasais,
could also be poiches.
You could also be poiches. In other words, the oisik kashir—that's tamon. We're going to the Goyin's gear says tamon.
So that's the first mishnah.
Yeah. So the first mishnah is kashir, but if I only had one mishnah, I wouldn't know how to explain Reb Shimon. So I needed two Mishnayos to tell me that Reb Shimon's heter even applies when you're poiches min ha'mashpeleis. So if I only had the first Mishnah, it's kashir. Then I have the second Mishnah, comes to tell me the same halacha, the redundancy we're darshaning is
followed with eight, according to Reb Shimon.
And you could have three with eight. You could have four. I don't.
Seven and a half.
Yeah, now three with eight, no. But you could have you could distribute.
It has to be 30.
It has to be a minimum of 30 that you'll distribute among your more than three.
So you could do five piles with six.
Yes, but there's a limit to that. That's what the Gemara is about to bring in the Brisa. The Tani Kana, the Reb Shimon, that we have a Brisa and Reb Shimon that says, Ubelvad, shelo yifchois la ashba mishalosh mashbelos. There's a limit. You can't have Less than three is already, even Reb Shimon draws a line over there.
So you do 10 piles of three.
You can't have less.
10 piles.
Correct.
10 piles of three.
That's the maximum amount of piles you can have with 30 is three. You could have as many as you want if you'd keep them at more than three. In other words.
You could have 12 at four?
L'chaira, yes. Yeah, you'd have to work out the exact numbers, because even Reb Shimon holds
only that it'll be
he holds that if you have three, they have to be 10 each, and he allows the 30 to be distributed into more than three.
Equal to 30.
Well, I just asked that before. You said
no. What I said was that you don't have. I don't want to be clear about that. That 30, you need 30 as a minimum, but not as a maximum.
I should have
clarified that point. Yeah, you need a minimum of 30. In other words, when you have your three piles, there has to be a minimum of 10 in each one. But it's not a maximum, because the Mishnah says that you could be moisef al mashpelos. So if you're being moisef al mashpelos, you can have more than 30. You have to have 10. So you're being moisef. But Reb Shimon comes to say,
he said you can even have more
dunghills. Reb Shimon said, yeah, you could distribute the 30 among a larger amount until 10.
The maximum number of
piles you can have 10.
Is
10.
It's 10.
All those piles, you can't have as many as you want?
You could. Okay. You could. You could. You could. Now, when you get to more than 10, then it gets a little bit.
But on the piles.
Each pile, minimum three.
Each pile has to have a minimum of three. You can't
because
have a...
Otherwise, it'll again, goes back to the Nira Kemizav.
Yeah.
Three, it looks like a storage. Exactly.
At that point, even Reb Shimon agrees that it's Nira Kemizav.
Three looks like a storage?
Yeah.
No. If it's three or more, it has the appearance of storage. But if it's less than three, then it's Nira Kemizav.
Right.
Now, if you're at...
Everybody agrees with that?
No, that's Reb Shimon. Only Reb Shimon allows you to be Mosif Alo Ashbasos. But the Gemara is explaining...
Remeh does, didn't
it? No.
Oh, no, on the Machpelah.
Yeah, the Gemara is saying that there's an extra Chiddush in Reb Shimon, that if I just had the first Mishnah, I would have said that Reb Shimon only allows me to be Mosif Alo Ashbasos if I'm keeping it at 10. But that I could distribute the 30 among more than three Ashbasos, that I would not know. So that's why I need this Mishnah on that, but there's a limit, if we see from the Braisa, that it has to be kept at least three Mashpelos per Ashba. Now you asked about 12 and 4, and there it would get a little bit complicated, because if you have to have at least 30, and then once you get beyond 10, I would have to think that through, how you would figure that out. Because you may have to keep a certain ratio. So we'll leave that question. The chachamim oisrim, but oisay yosim kashir, avol bekashir, b'sholosh mekaymos mutter, b'machamech lo kol shekin, and the chachamim. Aser, that Reb Meir Aser. That's when Reb Meir Asers, that's when you're doing Yoser Mekashir. In other words, here the Gemara is saying it Lehadya, where you have the Girsa here, Reb Meir. Reb Meir Asers, that's when you're doing it.
Reb
Meir, it's not the Chacham, it's Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir. We're going with the Shinu. Yeah, it's in the Shinin Eschos, it's Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir in the Mishnah who assers that Reb Meir assers making a oitzer. That is when it's more than the kashir. What's the shear? That's the shear. It's the shear of 30. But if it would be kashir, so if b'shalosh mekaymus mutter, then malchum echad loy kol shekein. If it would be mutter b'shalosh mekaymus, then it's certainly b'malchum echad. It's then if that's certainly mutter. This is the chiddush. This is what we spoke out from the Ridvaz earlier, explaining the cheshbon of the Gemara before the Mishnah, that even Reb Meir is mamash the Gemara saying at Lahedya with this girsa.
So then we have the question: what's the chiddush with three?
What is the chiddush with three? What is the chiddush? What do you mean? Which Mishnah, which din? Last Mishnah, this Mishnah, which halacha? Which halacha are we talking about?
We said in Rameir, we're saying now in Rameir, you can have one pile up to 30.
Right.
Now, but we said in the previous Mishnah that you can have three piles
of 10.
Was it a maximum of 10?
In Reb Meir, will it be a maximum of 10?
I think we said yes.
So, one second. According to the Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah, it is not a maximum of 10.
What do you mean? Did Tanakhama argue in Reb Meir? Is that what we're saying?
Oh.
Reb Meir says that you're not the answer to your question is Reb Meir will say it's a maximum of 30 because Reb Meir from the Braisa says you can't be moisif al washbasos and not on the mashpelos. So in other words, he would see the Mishnah when the Mishnah says mosif the previous Mishnah mosif and al mashpelos. Reb Meir will come and say no, you cannot be moisif al mashpelos. You have a max of 30. So that is correct. Reb Meir holds there's a max of 30. He holds.
The footnote has an interesting observation. He says that if it's one big pile, right, you can't have the pile in a narrow, tall fashion. It starts to spread.
Right.
And then it looks like Zebul. The same thing, if it's three piles with more than 10, at least according to this Shita, again, the more than 10, it starts to get more, it takes up more space.
That would be.
And then it looks like Zebul again, as opposed to just storing.
That would be Reb Meir Shita. That would be.
Because it like rolls down.
Right, it rolls down, and you know, you can't have, you know, the pile just narrow and tall. Obviously, the more that you put, and that's why the max is a 10.
The max, right.
Because according otherwise, it starts to get wider and wider and wider.
According to Reb Meir only.
Right.
According to Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir. Yeah. Okay. So that is the.
So when it came to Girsay from Chacham to Reb Meir also, that's based on what?
Well, because we're going on the Bava in the Mishnah of Oisa Adam as Vali Oitzer, and Reb Meir. Reb Meir Oimer Achiamik Shloisha. This is going to be Reb Meir Oiser. Reb Meir Oiser. The Girsa in the Mishnah is Reb Meir Oiser. So we don't have a Chachamim Oiserim in the Mishnah. Well, yeah, we do, but we do, but it's going on the previous line. So we're this Mahalach is going with that this. Bava in the Gemara is going on the next line, is going on the next part of the Mishnah of Oitzer. And the one who Osers in that part of the Mishnah is Reb Meir.
We should have a Hachika Amar.
Reb David, the Pnei Moshe says that the Girsa stays.
It's
the majority of the Mepharshim, of the footnote, yeah. Rosh, Rosh, Gra, Rosh Silda, Marafulda, all change it to Rabbi Meir.
It's Reb Meir Oiser.
Yeah.
What do you mean a hachikamar?
Like this is really what we meant to say in the Mishnah. Like you're retouching.
I think it's just a Girsa question in the Mishnah, though. It's a question of we have a shinoi Girsa in the Mishnah that it should be Reb Meir Oiser, and that's what would be going on over here. Yeah. If you see hey, Bishnayas of Bavli. Rosh and the Rosh, it's Oiser.
Yeah. Right there. So he holds Chachamim Oiser. He doesn't change it. He's the thing. He's the only one. The Marapanim, wherever the Marapanim is.
Okay.
Everybody else changes it.
Yeah. Otherwise you'd have to be understanding it would be going on the previous Bava in the Mishnah, where it's going the Chacham Oiserim, where most of the Mepharshim understand it's going on the next one of Oiser. Okay. Fine. So the Mishnah said, if you have a davar muet, ha'yelo davar muet moisev alfa ha'ylech. So pasir lo train pisrin two mahalchem in the Mishnah. B'shahayelo davar muet b'toch sadeo b'shvias. He had a davar muet already b'toch sadeo b'shvias. He already had it there on shmita. Hariz the moisev alfa ha'ylech. Mishapasku ovde avoida when the people who are working on shmita stop. So he's allowed to add to that small amount that he has in the field. That would be permitted.
We're talking about here, when you say small amount, that's in one pile or spread out, and how high are those piles?
It is not mefurish it's not so clear how much he had, what the shear is of davar muet. But
I'm just saying that you don't have to take out Esar Mashpelos at once. If you have an existing pile.
If you already have it, correct.
And the season of Zebul is over, you're allowed to do a little at a time.
Correct.
Less than Esar,
If you already had something.
Right.
If you, had, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you had something out there.
Because it doesn't look like you're a Mezabel.
Yeah. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, Oyser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's also. It's not allowed. My time, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because Shema lo yimtzalei zevel v'nimtza mezavel as oisei mokum. Because it's a problem that maybe he's not going to find any more zevel, and then it'll turn out that he's being mezabel that place.
That it got absorbed. That's what
or
he's saying.
That, yeah, it's not.
No, that's what he's saying. In the footnote, he says, because he says maybe he won't find Zevel.
Right.
What do you mean? There was Zevel. It just got absorbed.
He means additional Zevel.
He won't
enter the pile.
No. But I'm saying we're not talking about a Hechitimtze that there is no existing pile to add to.
No, he has a pile in the field. Now, can he add to that
pile? Can he add to it?
Well, before Shvi started, he put a small pile of Zebul.
Okay.
And right. He comes a week later, and it's gone.
No, it's not gone.
It's gone. That's what the Hechitimtze is.
No, he's adding to that pile that's there.
We're allowing him, that's the Moshe Fahilich.
I'm talking about Rav Lezer Nazari. Why is he Oser?
Yeah, he's
Oser to that pile.
Right, he's Oser adding because it has the very, very strong appearance of what he's adding to that pile, and it doesn't reach the amount that we need of the Eser Mashpelos and the Shalosh Hashpasos. It has the very strong appearance that he's being mezavel that area, if he never reaches that amount.
That would be kind of like a metziistic machlokas, whether or not what the footnote is explaining is that he's choshesh to the idea that little bit that was supposedly there before disappeared.
Which footnote are you referring to?
It's in the Hebrew. Yeah. I don't know if you have the same.
He doesn't mention that. He mentions exactly what we just said. Since the equivalent dung will not qualify as a storage pile,
that
will be legally viewed as having been placed on the field as ordinary fertilizer in violation of Shvi'is. And that's why he says it's us.
All right. Leave it alone. We're running late.
Okay. So Pasar Chorin, another pshat, b'shehoylo dvar mu'ud b'toch beso erev shvi'is. He had this small amount erev shvi'is b'toch beso, and now he's bringing out l'chachila, u'mavakish lo'tzil l'toch sadeo b'shvi'is, harizem moisif olav oholach mishapasku oivdei avoida, and now he's allowed to bring it out. Now,
even in shvi'is?
Even on shvi'is itself, yes. So, and this is explained in note 15, they bring from the Chazon Ish, that according to this Mahalach, that the Mishnah's requirement on Daf Yutes of Eser Mashpelois and Shalosh Ashpasois is that only you have to finish that amount before you begin making a new one. Because here you have, according to this pshat, the Gemara is saying Lahedya, that you're allowed to take out a small amount. So this, it has to mean that you have to contribute to that amount, and then only, and you can't make new ones until you get to that amount. In other words, you have to finish an entire ashba of Eser Mashpelos before you move on to a new one. But there would be a heter to bring out a small amount. Okay. Rav Lezer ben Azariah, oyser. My time is Rav Lezer ben Azariah. So what is the reason of Rav Lezer ben Azariah? Shem aliyim tzulay zevel v'nim tzimazavel as oyser mo.
I'll get it.
Because maybe he won't find zevel and it'll be mezavel oyser mo.
Same thing.
Right. Frak the Gemara of aloy kfar hu mezubel me'er shvi'es. It's already mezubel from me'er shvi'es. So What are you doing? It's already mezuvel me'er shvi'es. What problem is there? The field is mezuvel already.
Well, it's small piles. That's all we know, right? There's small piles on the field.
You have small, but the Gemara is asking.
He says shema lo yimatze lo zebel.
Right, but the
right. You add to those small piles.
No, at all. That there won't be any at all. Lo yimatze.
No. Lo yimatze in his house or wherever it's coming from.
Wrong. In the Sade. This is how he explains
that's
it.
That's not where the way he explains it here.
English and Hebrew would disagree. Machlokes
The Gemara is asking on the first mahalach. The Gemara is saying that how could this be a problem to add to it? It was already mezuvah be'er shvius. So it was
full pile on the field already.
Correct. That's the way I understood it.
Me too.
It was already mezuvah be'er shvius by virtue of the fertilizer that was already there. So how can you say that he's being mezavel on shvius? So it's a question on the first mahal. Rab Yirmiya Rabun Barchia b'shem Rabba Bar Mamal b'pnei Maris Ayin. It's a problem of Maris Ayin until you'd be moitzi Esther Mashpelos Ka'achas. So the reason is because of Maris Ayin. That's the yisur. It's not because it's mizavol the sada. It's because it's Maris Ayin.
How did he bring out 10 containers at a time?
In a hand truck.
It's very strong.
And a wheelbarrow.
How big are these containers? Do we know?
This big.
Do we know how big the containers are?
I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
It said something about a half a core.
They had that wheelbarrow.
Bag, we said. Described.
Don't worry. Leave it to the farmers.
Yeah. The last of the Rabbanim of name Maris Ayin. Do the Rabbanim not hold of the issue of Maris Ayin? Because the Rabbanim are allowing this. Why are they not concerned about it? Amar Avidi dechutra saloi magrifai mochichalov shuaisa ashba, because his basket and his rake are made that he's making an ashba. Now, it's pointed out from the Chazon Ish that how far do you go with this? Because he always has his rake in his basket. Yet the whole sugyas we've been dealing with is all about Maris Ayin. That's the whole problem. From the first Mishnah, we've had this issue of Maris Ayin. So you're going to have to say that this inyan that it's mechiyach alav is only helps lagabe this by a davar buin, but to add to the amount of ashpasos for that, which everybody agrees that's a problem. Salo Magrefoy is not going to help. It's only going to help.
You can't do more than the three piles.
Because then
it looks like maybe he's Mizabel.
And it's not going to help that Salo Magrefoy or Machiach.
Well, are we talking about here where he already had piles on the field?
We're talking about here where he already had.
Right.
We're explaining the machlokes where he had a davar mu'at. This is the machlokes by davar mu'at, and here we're saying that the chachamim aren't choshish for Maris Ayin because salom agrei for mechiyach alav. It only helps in this case. It doesn't help to be moisif al hashpasos or to reduce the amount of mashpelos.
The question of whether people. If they see a basket and a rake
it's a threshold question. How much we're choshish from our sign? This might help a little bit. The question is that good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabun Amar Ilench Mosa the Hacha de Tanina and Rabbi Lezman Azaria. So this, what we learned over here, with these...
this is watering?
Yeah. These two mahalchim explaining Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that it's mezubel huva oimid, or it's a question of Maris Ayin, they align with this problem, this raisa of ein oisin es ama betchila b'moyed v'shvias. You're not allowed to make a water canal on chol moed and on shvias. And Amr Abzeira, what's the problem? That when you make the canal, so it's like you're making a furrow. and you're being makshir at Lizria. It's like you're plowing. And Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbun, Rabbi Chiyah, B'Shem, Rabba, Barama, Pnei Marisayin. The problem is Marisayin.
Nothing to do with that. It's just Marisayin because he's digging in the field.
Yeah, so it looks like it. Not that he's doing it. It has the appearance of it. Have a boy, Meimar, that Mandamar Tamon, Mebnei Marisayin, Vahacham, Mebnei Marisayin. So if you hold a Marisayin over here, over there, so you're going to hold a Marisayin over here in the Pshat and Rebbe Lezer ben Azari. Mandamar Mebnei Shumachshir et Sodel Lizria, Hacham Ayislach Lameimar. But if you say the problem is because your Machshir et Sodel Lizria, here, what are you going to say? If you're going to say that, if you're going to say that the pshat is that the zevel was there already, there's no parallel to that to that case of bimachshir lizria because you're not doing anything. So you're going to have to say that the pshat in Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is where there was no fertilizer that was in the field before Shvius, and you're taking out lechatchila on Shvius. And that's where we're saying that it looks like you're being mezavel. Or that, the halacha views it as being mezavel, even though you're doing it for storage purposes. If you take it out in such a small amount, that the halacha views it mamish as being mezavel, and that's the only way we can align it with the Einois in Esa'ama B'tchila B'mayit of Shvius.
So would he be Bogdeh if it's three Amos deep or three Amos high, three Tfachim deep or three Tfachim high, that it wouldn't be considered Mezabel?
So that
Shita, like the idea of like putting the tarp down.
Yeah, he would agree with that, but this is with... He would agree with
if. So it's an easy solution then. I'm saying so.
Yeah, but without doing that though, that's the question is without doing it, is it does this right. does this
right? Does, Mizabel, that he's mamish mizabel. Yeah. It's a hot.
Yeah, but even though he's doing it for otzer purposes. So the Gemara seems to be saying that that's called being mizabel osmakum. What the Gemara is saying over here is the Gemara is being machriach, at least according to Rabbi Yossi Barbun, who said that these sugyas are aligned with this sugya is aligned with that one, and the two Mahalchim and Rabbi Elazar and Azariah here are aligned with that one. It's muchrach to then say that the pshat in the Mishnah is, in our Mishnah, is the pshat is the according to the second Mahalach in understanding Hayulamud b'toch sadeh. It could only work out with when he had not put out anything before Shemitah. That's the only way we can align it with Makshir Sadeh Lazria. The Marisayan is that's aligned. But the issue of being Mezavel can only be aligned if he did not have anything in the field before Shemitah, and we're talking about bringing it out on Shemitah. So we're trying to prove that pshat, at least according to Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Leslach elok hada shemaliim tzeloi zevel v'nim tze mezavel es oisei mokum. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, ma nafek b'vneim. What is really the nafkamina, but l'maisa, what is the nafkamina between these two mahalchim in Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria? So the Gemara says, chafer lasoi sama shel binyan. He digs to make... a ditch for the purpose of building. So have a boy Meimar Madomer Tamon Mipnei Marisayin Hachum Mipnei Marisayin. If it's just a Marisayin issue, people don't know really what's going on. So this is also a problem, Marisayin. O Madomer Tamon Mipnei Shemachshus Sodel Lizria. If you say the problem is because your Machshus Sodel Lizria, Hareinu Machshus Sodel Lizria. Murray Fuldel speaks this out that you can't Marchikin Azroim from the Binyan. He says, Amishel Binyan. Amishel Binyan. It's like six. Al Korchach Marchikin Hazrami Binyan. You're not being Machshir Sadel Azria. You're not. Marisayin, you could tie in, there is. But if the issue is because the issue is because you're Machshir Sadel Azria, that you're not, that you are certainly not doing. Hari Enu Maxus Sadel Israel. Okay.
Oh,
why? I don't understand why.
Because he's not leaving the afar next to the what he's digging. When you do binyan, you take the afar, and this is what the Rosh Tzilius says, you use it for the concrete.
Right.
So there's nothing left. If you're just digging a ditch to plant, you would leave the moist, good earth on the side, and then I guess you cover it up.
Yeah, the Rosh Tzilius makes a tally on that.
Right before.
The from the very fold, it seems like simply the pshat is that you're not going to be zareah there. You don't build. You just don't plant next to a wall. Exactly. That's what he seems to be saying. You just don't plant there.
Right, because we said in Kilayim you need the 4 avasar haka from the wall, right? Because it makes it not steady. Yes.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah. You were here.
You were also. No, I don't know.
Okay.
He says in English, when digging the foundation of the building, it's sort of removed from the site.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the Rosh Hillier's shot, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on what you're going to put into whatever you're building there.
If you're building a foundation and you dig and you take the stuff, even today, you move it. You don't leave it. I'm saying all the extra that's taken out of a construction site is taken to, they dump it somewhere. I'm saying they don't leave anything on the sides, only enough to cover up by the foundation, but that's it. I'm saying otherwise, all the extra is taken away.
Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah said that you could put something that you could be Magbiya Shleisha, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said he asers, but you could be Magbiya Shleisha. So Hakol Moedim Shem Hayolo Sham Sido Tzraris Avonim O Gipsum is Mutter. That if it was lime or pebbles or stones or gypsum, which is a kind of plaster, then it would be allowed to even bring out a small quantity and dump it there. That would be mutter. What the chiddush is in these materials, dafka, it's not
good,
so...
Because then it's not fertilizing.
No, I understand. But why are we getting into specifics of materials?
Why are we getting what?
Into specifics about certain materials. I would say, whatever you put there, that's mafsik. It should be okay.
You mean why these?
Yeah. It's discussed in the Horus, but yeah. Let's we'll move on. Okay.
You asked that question.
Yeah, in 18. Yeah. Why would we have thought that these services are not subject to the same kula as a boulder? We already talked about a cella. Okay.
Are we up to date here now?
We have more. we're not done.
Today is Chol-Polish.
Okay, well, we could try to do a little bit more.
Yep.
Hamadayer is a day of oasis sar lebesasayim. So somebody who makes a pen out of his field. What's the problem with making a pen out of his field? Yeah. Well, when you have animals in a pen, there's going to be natural fertilizer.
Right.
That's the Metzias.
Not Penn State.
So what he does is, this is a hacker, he makes an enclosure. He has to make an enclosure of a base asayim, a box, a base asayim, and that's where the animals are. This is depicted in note 2 over here, that he makes an enclosure, and then he leaves up the middle wall, that's in between the two of them, and then he can make another enclosure. He has to leave up the middle wall, and he makes a second enclosure. Nimtza medayer beis harbasayim. So in every field he can get 4 saws worth of area where he can have his animals be roaming around. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer beis shmonasayim. Shmonasayim. If you look at the picture note 4. He, Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara is going to explain this, the Gemara is going to say it Lahedya, he allows, as long as there's something remaining from the first one, what's that something? Well, it's that dot in the middle. That dot in the middle, in that picture, is the post, that remains, and then you can do everything around it, so you get 8.
Pivot everything around it.
Yeah.
Yep. So Beishmer, Haisa Kol Sadeo Beis Arboa Sain. What if the whole field is only 4 saws worth? Then how do you have a hecker? So you have Mishayim and Miktasim named Marasain. Because Marasain, you have to leave something over. Omotzi minas sachar v'noisin l'toch Sadeo k'derech ha-mizavlan. And after you do this, you could take all the fertilizer out of the field. You must take it out of the field. And you can then put it, you have to arrange it, k'derech ha-mizavlan, going back to what we've learned before, that you need to have your Eser Mashbelois and your Shalosh Hashbasois. Not a clean job. You have to collect all of it. And then, so there are two chumras here. You have to make the enclosure. After you make the enclosure and it's all there and it fills up, then you have to take it out and put it in the types of piles that Chazal left.
You would think that the antidote for planting is having your sheep or your cows or whatever in your field. They eat it, they destroy it, they stomp on it. I'm saying it would be the biggest hecker.
It could be that, yeah, I mean, they also fertilize. So I don't know if this was something that was done, you know.
Right. You're saying that it's in order to do a quick fertilization, they bring the sheep in, maybe.
Okay. Zark the Gemara, Taman Taninan. So we have over there that the Mishnah said, which is later. Sada shiniskavtsa, a sada that was dethorned. Tizar lemotzei shvius. It could be planted on motzei shvius, but his netaiva, if it was improved, on shenidaira, or is penned, lo tizar lemotzei shvius. Why not at the knas? Because you weren't allowed to do it. So that's what the Gemara is asking. 1 second. This Mishnah is saying you're allowed to do it. And the Mishnah later is telling me you get a knas, so you're not allowed to plant that field if you did it. So what's pshat? The way we're going to explain the Mishnah? It means that if you want to station sheep in the field for shearing and milking, not for fertilizer, then there's a heter to do this. But if you're putting your sheep there for fertilizer, which evidently that was something that was done, that there's no heter for, and that would be a knas on motzei shvius.
So how do we know his kavana?
How would you know
his kavana?
God knows his kavana.
So this is his halacha. That's halacha for this guy. If he wants to do the right. Last year he was not.
Yeah, what did he do other years?
Last year he didn't do the right thing. Now the right thing is to be makabel the knas of Chazal.
But I'm saying, but if he did it for shearing,
I don't know if they could prove. I don't know if you could prove it.
He did for what he did. His track record. What did he do for other years?
Yeah. Okay. B'cholos in Siarin b'machtolos uvekash avonim afilu shloisha chavolim zelim alam izabel vachloy bein sar losar kum loisar. You can make the enclosure of any type of material, mats, straw, stones, even with 3 ropes, one above the other, like the Lovitz straps, the sukkah Lovitz straps. You could do that. You're allowed to do that. Ubovad shelo yehe bein sar losar kim loisar. As long as you don't have the the way we understand the mloisar is you can't have the size of an enclosure between one enclosure and the other. And the way the Tosefta says it, and I had some trouble with the cheshbon over here exactly, the Tosefta says 4 according to the Tana Kama and 8 saw according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Now I understand 4 according to the Tana Kama, looking at 2 boxes side by side. So they need to be within 4. In other words, because you have a heter of 4 altogether, and your next enclosure needs to be within four for it to not look like you're being mezavel the whole field. The 8 I have more trouble with because you don't have a space that's 8. Contiguous.
We're talking now about next to one another, the fields, right?
Correct.
Not talking anymore about the enclosure.
We're talking about making enclosures. You could have one. The Gemara is saying that you could have one enclosure next to another one as long as it's within 4 saw or 8 saw according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. You could have another enclosure. Now this is full disclosure. It is a ha'ara over here. What does this mean? You could have another enclosure. The pashas in the Mishnah is that you can only have one enclosure at a time. How are you having a second enclosure? Where is this coming from? So this is explained in 17 that you're gonna that the Bir Halacha Rav Chaim Kanievsky says we're talking about where you have two fields. It's two fields, one next to the other, and there the heter to have another enclosure in the second field is only if it's within 4 saw or 8.
Of the first field.
Within 4 or 8 saw of the enclosed area of the first field. Yeah, but in the same field, you can't have more than one enclosure at a time in the same field. That's what we learned in the Mishnah.
But how big can the enclosure be?
The enclosure could be
50 by 100.
It's an enclosure of two base saw.
Oh, it's double 50 by 50. It's 100 by 50. 5,000.
Yeah. 50 by 50 is one base saw, and it's two base saw. Okay, so the Gemara just says. That place that's enclosed, you could milk and you could shear and you could bring the sheep there. Even though bringing the sheep obviously leads to them when they walk around, we know what happens with them. Even so, that's mutter. There is another mahalach over here that this makom isn't going on the enclosed area. It's going on the area between the enclosed area. And they were saying there's a heter over there, and it would look like you're trying to mezavel the entire space.
Right.
There's a heter for that too. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Beis Shimon Asayin Tan Rav Shimon Lezer Omer Imrata Tekeas Ayesed Ba'aretz. You could place a peg in the ground. Va'oisar Bo'as Sarin Baruchoisa Al Shimon Asayin. If he wishes, he could place a peg in the ground, and he could work around the peg. He could make four enclosures on its four sides.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. This is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel goes. Rav Shimon ben Elazar goes with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel the Mishnah, and he holds that's one. That's allowed.
What did we cover tonight? Yesterday and today.
Yeah.